Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Isn't that encouraging? You know, we've all, of course, gone through periods of mourning. Maybe you're going through a period right now. But it's encouraging to know that the God that we serve is not a God who is out of touch with us. It's not a God who can't doesn't feel our burdens, who doesn't care. No, in the contrary, when we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 4, it said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God." In Hebrews, we read that we serve a God who is in touch with us, who has suffered himself, who came down to earth and bare our sins on the cross and was tormented and suffered and is able through his suffering to further, you know, to identify with our own suffering. And so I pray that this verse, if you're going through a time, even right now, of mourning, that you'll be reminded that you shall be comforted. Whether, you know, there's different reasons for periods of mourning that we go through. It may be mourning for a mistake that we've made, for a sin that we've committed, but we shall be comforted. It may be mourning over the loss of a loved one, but we shall be comforted. It may be mourning over a trial that we're going through, a hard time. Maybe it's with our children. Maybe it's with work situation. Maybe it's with loved ones who have betrayed us. Maybe, you know, for all manner of reasons. But the beautiful thing here is we shall be comforted. And so I just want to encourage you to just go through your day with the assurance of knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way because you have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that is here for us to comfort us through our times of trouble and tribulation. And remember this, I love that verse in 2 Corinthians that we just read, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, that through the comfort that we find, that we are to in turn comfort those, because we never know. What others are going through, the pain and suffering, the anguish that they may be experiencing at this very moment, even with a smile on their face. And as we've gone through our own times of mourning, we are able to comfort and encourage others. Isn't that also uplifting to know that we can pay it forward, that we can pass it on, that we can identify with others, just as our Heavenly Father is able to identify with us through his suffering? And so let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to listen to other podcasts, you can go to subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to beacatalyst.com. God bless.